You know what, Sam?
What?
Koozie's fitting in very nicely.
Yes, he is.
Coming to you from the heart of Kane's country, this is the Kaniac Report. Your number one source for everything Carolina Hurricanes. Hot takes, predictions, game analysis, and NHL news. And now your hosts, Sam Wallace and Sam Driscoll.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Kaniac Report. And Sam, just to summarize a little bit, the Hurricanes, frustrating game against the Rangers, but
telling me
bounced back hugely against Florida. If you had told me the Florida game we were going to win 4-0, probably been like, you're crazy. We probably went in overtime or 1-0 or at least have it a close game.
It was a huge win, huge, huge win against Florida.
Okay, Sam impersonating Trump. but yeah, it was a huge win. But we will get to that later in this episode. First, we have podcast news. And the first piece of news in that is that we have a partnership with SeatGeek. You get 20% off of your first purchase if you use code KANIACREPORT, all one word. It is a great deal to use at Canes games and to any event at either PNC or Red Hat or any arena you find near to you. So if you're like in Greensboro, you can go to the Greensboro Coliseum. So it's very useful to use, and I definitely would use it. The other piece of news is we have a link for donations. If you feel like you want to contribute to help us with running the podcast, feel free to. It's in the description in our episodes, and it's in all of them too. So we'll have that in the description of this episode. That's all for podcast news. Now we're going to get to NHL news, Sam. And there are a couple of NHL news we want to talk about. One is, you remember the player Anson Carter?
A little bit, yes.
He put in a bid for the NHL to at least have a team back in Atlanta.
Yes, I support that completely. I love hockey in the South. So I would love to see Atlanta get a hockey team again if it's the Thrashers.
I hope it's the Thrashers, but they just said a team. So I hope it is because I love the jerseys.
Yeah, look, I would love to see hockey back in Atlanta. I think they've got a new stadium and everything. So let's make it happen, Gary Bettman, and we'll see hockey even more in the South, which is going to piss off all those Rags fans up in New York, which I love.
Yes, yeah, it really would.
And I want to make a small comment here. I went to the Rangers game. All of these people who claim to be Hurricanes fans and then switch out to that Rangers jersey for that one night, you're all POSs, okay? All of you. Every single one of you. You're not a Hurricanes fan. You are a Rangers fan. Either stay home or stop buying tickets, all right? There's a wait list for season tickets. Let actual Hurricanes fans get those, okay? Stay home. We don't want you. We don't want you in that stadium. We don't want anything to do with you if you wear a Rangers jersey, okay? You're horrible. You're awful. You're not a Hurricanes fan. You're a Rangers fan. So go back to New York or stay in Cary. I really don't care, but don't come to PNC Arena anymore.
Dang. Okay, that is coming from Sam Driscoll himself.
I'm sorry, this Rangers fans are obnoxious, rude, and should stay in their cesspool of a city. Stay out of PNC Arena, though. And Hurricanes organization, please geo-restrict tickets against these teams. I know a lot of them do live in Cary, but for those that, because I saw tweets day of game that there were a lot of Rangers fans in RDU coming in, geo-restrict tickets so those bums can just stay in New York. We don't want them here. We don't want them in that arena. Go away. Just go away. Hockey in the South thrives, okay? As much to their dismay, to the Rangers fans, the Devils fans, the Buffalo fans, all those New England fans, the Boston fans that hung up on a reporter because he had a Southern accent. I hate to break it to you, but a team in the South won the Stanley Cup back-to-back twice.
Yes, they have. I mean, I do agree with you in the fact that, I mean, hockey is establishing itself in the South. Tampa, back-to-back Stanley Cups. Florida is really good. Carolina. Dallas is really good. So you have lots of Southern teams doing really good.
And right all now. The, yeah, Dallas and all the complaints against Arizona. they have a good young roster coming up. So if they do stay in Arizona, which I really hope they do.
It's going to be based off of an auction from what I have read recently.
But if they do stay in Arizona, that team's going to be good. And there'll be another Southern team that'll be very successful, and they're not going to go to Canada.
So I'll believe it when I see it with Arizona, because...
But the roster is going to be successful. That team will be successful. Eventually, they will get there. They have a lot of good young pieces in Keller and many other players.
They do, but, I mean, it's one of those instances where you have good players. The biggest thing is, can they come together and win?
And we'll see what happens there in Arizona, but I think they have the building blocks for success.
They do, but, I mean, we saw the Rangers having lots of great players last year with adding Kane and Tarasenko, but it didn't work for them out in the first round.
No, but, you know, there's a difference. I think Florida's got a lot of younger, not Florida, but Arizona has a lot of younger talent. And, but yeah, there's my soapbox going off against the Rangers, because they got a lucky goal. They won the game 1-0. We beat them 1-0 in New York. It's going to be like that against that team, because I think both teams, and in all fairness, New York is a very good team. I'm not slighting the team at all. I'm saying the fans need to stay in New York. If you want to be a New York fan, go back there. Just don't show up anymore. You're annoying. Your whistle is pathetic. And that's our stadium. Yeah, they do some stupid whistle. I don't even know what it's about. But that's our stadium. Show some respect or get out. I don't really care.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of all for the whole Anson Carter bid there. We went off because Sam wanted to make a passionate plea.
Passionate plea for hockey in the South.
For hockey in the South.
Because most of the teams that have been so successful lately have been Southern teams.
Well, they have, and I agree with you there.
You can consider Vegas a Southern team if you want to, but I mean, just a lot of success in Southern smaller market teams.
I'm happy to see that. I really am.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's great. I love it. It's great for these fan bases. It really is. I mean, we have a lot of frustration with Florida, but they deserve it. I mean, they really have deserved to have a great hockey team after many years of trash. Tampa Bay has always been very good, with St. Louis to Le Cavalier to Stamkos to Kucherov to Bobrovsky, Ben Bishop when he was very good there. I mean, these Southern hockey franchises, Colorado, all deserve to be this successful. So
I don't know if I consider Colorado Southern.
Small market, though. Colorado's a smaller market.
They're a small market.
So it's good for these folks, and I love it. I really do love small market teams to be successful. And hockey in the South works, which is something Gary Bettman wanted to prove when he moved the Carolina Hurricanes from Hartford to Carolina. So, and it's been successful in North Carolina.
So he must be getting booed for a different reason, maybe.
Well, probably for the lockout.
Yeah.
Multiple lockouts.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of it, and, I mean, Atlanta, Southern teams, all that stuff. But
don't forget, Utah also has a bid.
Yes, Utah does.
I think Atlanta's a better option, but, you know, we'll see. I'm fine with hockey going out to Utah, too. But in my opinion, what you do to keep things even is you allow both teams to come in at the same year.
Yeah, you could
granted,
do that.
That's going to suck, because teams are going to have two players drafted off their roster, one to Utah and then one.
I can't see that.
One, two,
going though with the,
I think,
I'm sure there's some agreement there on teams coming in.
I could see,
but if there isn't, I mean, I just don't know. I haven't done the research.
I could see it more of a relocation and then an expansion. So Arizona goes to Utah, Atlanta gets a new team, or Arizona goes to Atlanta and Utah gets it'll be something along those lines.
Yeah. So. That's all for the whole Anson Carter thing. Another thing, too, I thought this was a pretty cool story. Minnesota pulled their goalie in overtime, which was a very risky move.
Very risky, because you'll lose out on your extra point if they score.
Which I didn't know.
I didn't either, so props to Elliot Friedman for keeping that in the... giving me that information, because I had no clue.
Yes, I did not know that, but... Minnesota was able to pull it off. They scored. It was Matt Boldy scoring for them, I believe, against Nashville, and they win. So congrats to Minnesota for making a huge gamble there. Their head coach.
Yeah.
Doing a good job there.
You know, they got to get every point they can get. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Minnesota has a very good team, though.
And I'm not a big fan of John Hines, but he was able to gamble there.
They have, they have a very good roster, so they should be able to get into the playoffs. But we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, well, we will see. It is competitive out in the West like it is in the East. But now that's all for NHL news. Hurricanes news, Sam. One thing that I thought was fun. I want to put this in Hurricanes news. You and I went to the Backyard Bistro with Cam Ward.
Yes, that was fun. That was enjoyable. Love Cam Ward.
It was great. And guess who sat at our table? Don Waddell.
General manager, president of the Carolina Hurricanes. Don Waddell sat at our table and talked with us for about 5 or 10 minutes. It was really nice. Don Waddell and I have had disagreements in the past about the direction that the team should take. And I think they're fair disagreements to have. And I've never criticized him as a person because I think he's a great guy. I don't know if I ever shared the story, but when I worked at Harris Teeter during COVID, he bought everybody who worked at that location gift cards to Chick-fil-A.
That's really nice of him.
Yeah, so he takes care of his community, and I love that about Don Waddell. And he made sure
that you get a signature signed by Cam Ward.
He told the gentleman who was controlling the line and making sure everybody got an autograph that he pointed at me and he said, make sure he gets to meet Cam Ward, because I did tell him Cam Ward's my favorite Hurricane of all time and always will be my favorite Hurricane of all time. As a guy who played goaltender, Cam Ward was a guy I grew up idolizing. So publicly, I want to thank Don Waddell. Again, a lot of disagreements on how things have gone. I think he's really proven himself, and in my mind, worth keeping on, because he's proven now that when it's clear that this is our time, he went out and got the players that we needed to get.
And Tom Dundon was instrumental in that. Absolutely. From what I've heard on an article with The Athletic, which I thought was really good, it explained that it was Dundon that wanted to give a shot for Kuznetsov. And that pulled off pretty good so far.
So far, he's got a goal. They did take away an assist from him. Gave it to Jake Guentzel, so both guys have a point. One goal and an assist. One goal for Kuznetsov and a point for Guentzel, an assist. So that's awesome. So props to the organization for really getting it done and really going all in for the fans and going all in for the players in the locker room. Just from everything I've heard from the players and the coach and everything, it's that, they feel like they've been reinforced. They feel like they've been given more energy, and it's awesome. I'm happy for them as an organization.
Yes. And another piece of news, there was an extension. Brendan Lemieux signs a 1-year extension, $775,000. Good extension. I'm happy. Yeah.
And I've seen some rumors that I guess Martin's going to get an extension too.
Yes, online. It's not official yet, though. No. Because to me, what is official is Cap Friendly.
Yes.
And I haven't seen it on Cap Friendly.
No, I think it was Corey Love who tweeted about a possible extension, if I remember right. I could be wrong, so if I'm quoting it incorrectly, I apologize. But I did see on Twitter a little bit about
it. I think you're right on that.
And also about the Backyard Bistro, just shout out to the person who sat with us, Chris. She was pretty cool.
Yes, she
knew who we were, so that was awesome too. Sure, she's listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for liking us, and thank you for joining. Thank you for letting us share the table and listening to Cam Ward and chatting with Don Waddell.
Yes, even though I probably did pretty bad in that trivia game.
Probably both did pretty bad in that trivia game. It's okay, Sam. I thought I knew more about the Hurricanes than that, but maybe I just know more about Star Wars than I do hockey. That's okay.
We all have our hobbies. But yeah. So Lemieux gets signed, and Martin might be signed in the future. We don't know yet. There's no update. But once there is, we will report that to you guys. That is basically in the title of our name, the Caniac Report. We report. So, yeah, that's kind of all for Hurricanes news. Now we're going to get to the games. But before we do, let's get to our sponsor. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boo Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 24. All rights reserved. Okay, Sam. Before we get to that fabulous Florida game, we're going to have to talk about the Rangers game. And I already see your face.
I already talked about the Rangers game. We lost you and I talked blasted
about
their fans.
You talked about Rangers fans, not the Rangers game.
We have to.
Yes, we have to. Okay. We can make it quick, though. At least 3 minutes. Can you do that?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll suffer. Let's do it. Well, I'm suffering with you because that was a brutal game.
Brutal game for everybody but Kochetkov.
Frustrating game.
Brutal, frustrating, but Kochetkov was outstanding. Brady Shea scored for the New York Rangers. You're wondering why I'm saying Brady Shea scored for the New York Rangers, but the puck went off Brady Shea's skate and into the net, which gave New York a 1-0 lead with 8 seconds left in the first period, and that was all she wrote for offense, but that was not all she wrote for outstanding goaltending from Igor Shesterkin, who is probably one of the best goaltenders in the National Hockey League, and Pyotr Kochetkov, who has been lights out since the Ottawa game several months back.
Yes, Kochetkov, he's playing really like an elite goalie, and it's starting to get recognition, to be honest, because I remember seeing the Calder Trophy votes. He's third.
Yeah, so I've seen third, I've seen fourth, but that's awesome.
Listen, I doubt he's going to win.
No, not with Connor Bedard.
But if he can get to be a nominee, a finalist,
sure,
I'd be fine with that.
That'd be our second goalie in the last, like, 5 years. Up for the Calder, but yeah, Kochetkov's not going to win.
Nedeljkovic, but I think Kochetkov has higher skill and higher talent than Nedeljkovic, even though he's doing great with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, good for Ned. I would have loved to have seen him come back to Carolina this offseason.
Although I've never liked that trade. I thought we could have gotten more at the time, considering he won Rookie of the Year.
He did not win, but he was nominated.
Oh, yeah, he was nominated.
He was nominated. I thought Ned really wanted to be here. So that was a disappointing losing him. But Kochetkov deserves to be in that conversation. Is it going to be him? No, it's going to be Connor Bedard. And I think that's fair. Connor Bedard's having a great first season. But I think Kochetkov should be in that conversation. I think it'd be a fool's errand not to have him in that conversation.
Especially if he continues to play like he's playing against the Rangers. Like, he was great. And, I mean, first goal was the only goal of the game. It was Fox scoring, but with the help of Brady Shea, which deflected off the skate and in. Hated that, but, I mean, that was basically it. 1-0, Rangers win. Sam, just a few notes I want to point out. When the Rangers scored in that first period, I actually didn't think the Hurricanes played that good in the first period.
No, they were horrible. We were awful in the first period. I thought we weren't so hot in the first period again against Florida.
Yeah, I agree with you. First period so far, iffy. The difference was between Florida and the Rangers is what do you do after that? And we saw that against Florida when you turn that into something good. And the Hurricanes did against Florida. They didn't against the Rangers, though. Against the Rangers, I thought they got better in the second and third period. And to be honest, I thought what really was amazing for the Hurricanes, not just Kochetkov, but that KK line against the Rangers was generating so many chances. I thought it was more of Nason and Foss, to be honest, than KK himself. But I'm not going to discredit him because, I mean, he helped them.
I thought KK looked very, very good. I thought KK actually looked better than Foss. But what I like tonight, again, is what I like is with Kuznetsov in the lineup and Drury out, KK saying, yo, I shouldn't be the one you bench when Drury's healthy because he played good again tonight. I really feel like KK's been playing very good in general the last few games.
They didn't generate a lot of high-danger chances.
No, but he's playing fine.
But he's playing good. He is playing better.
And I don't need KK on a fourth line to go out there and score every night, not with the way the current lines are. I think if you put a Jarvis on that bottom line, that's a different situation, and you need that line to score, which I think is what they should do. Yes, I'm going to criticize the lines even after a Florida win. I think Jarvis needs to get taken off the stall line.
Yes, I completely agree, because you need all the offense you can get.
You need your shutdown line, which is the stall, Martinuk, Foss, and then you need your third scoring line, which would be KK, Nason, and Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Or you could put Svech, or you could put Gensel, or whatever. However you want to make that lineup, or Tavo, doesn't matter. This line has enough offensive firepower. Yes, I know you want to put some potential offense on every line, but Jarvis is too good to be on a line that's designed not to score.
Yes, he is. Now, here's the thing. I actually thought the stall line was one of the best lines against Florida, which we'll get to in a few minutes.
If you can't tell, I want to move on from New York.
Okay. We'll move on. But the most important thing, basically, Hurricanes, their offense a little bit started showing up in the second, third period against Rangers, but they just couldn't score.
Shesterkin's a great goalie, and he goalied us, and that's fine. When a goalie like that goalies us, it's one of those things where you shrug your shoulders and say, "Yeah, we played a good game for 30 to 40 minutes, and you'll take that and move on."
Now, that 2-0 though. Wow.
Florida played, well, one, they played that horribly. They should have gone back and forth, which they didn't do.
You mean the Rangers?
Yeah, the Rangers played that horribly for the 2-0. I mean, they just did one pass to Trocheck, which Kochekov read and got an unbelievable save. So,
yeah, oh, that was such a great save.
Oh, yeah, because I was looking at it, and my eyes were like, oh, boy, here's the goal. Trocheck, you know, former Kane, he's going to score against us. But
he didn't.
He did not. Kochekov shut the door, and they were able to... I mean, it was, again, a fluky goal. Was the game-winning goal. Carolina didn't allow them to score on the empty net, and it wasn't a... awful game. I think Carolina played well. If we play New York in the playoffs, that's going to be some kind of a series.
I'm going to have an aneurysm during that series. Same. Because I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals scored in that series.
No.
And the reason why is because I think the Rangers defensively are, to me, are honestly, I think, better than their offense.
Can
because
be.
Their offense, I think, is basically, you can basically simplify it into one line. Now, Zibanejad's had a down year. He has. But Panarin is really good. Zibanejad, down year, he's still really good.
Yeah,
Kreider. I mean, Lafreniere has a little bit picked up his game. Trocheck is good. So I guess you have maybe a line and three quarters of a line. But Hurricanes have better depth than the Rangers. Well, that's why they went out and got Winberg and another player I think I'm forgetting. But, I mean, they did get Winberg.
Like Roslovic.
Roslovic, that was it, yes.
Look,
they needed depth.
New York's a good team, and they'll be a contender in the playoffs. Wouldn't shock me if Carolina and New York meet in the second round of the playoffs, which is kind of, in all honesty, what I'm expecting.
I'm not ready for that, yeah, Sam. I'm not.
Yeah, you and me both. But we'll have to wait and see kind of what happens there. But, I mean, we'll see. They're a good team, but let's talk about a more enjoyable game now.
Yes. That we'll just go ahead and talk about the Florida game, because that was, I mean, we just said about the Rangers game, something in common with both games. The first period wasn't that good. It just wasn't. But Carolina from, Well, actually, you know what? I would say specifically in the first period. First 10 minutes, Florida dominated. Last 10 minutes, or maybe last 15 minutes, Carolina was able to put it on. And they did when Seth Jarvis scores that beautiful goal from Stahl. Funny enough, I think that was poked.
It was poked Stahl. Off Stahl's stick, and it was just one of those fluky plays that pops back, and it was a ripped it top shelf. It was a pure snipe. That was a goal scorer's goal kind of a thing.
And oh, it was gorgeous. And I'm so happy Jarvis was able to do it. I think he's one of the most natural goal scorers on this team. I think Svech can be, but he needs to have more confidence in his shots, and he needs to stop taking stupid penalties.
And that's the truth.
But you go into the second period 1-0. You're happy because you finally get a goal. And this is a team which I expected coming in was going to be angry because you get shut out 1-0 by the Rangers. You're going to be mad.
Yeah.
And Florida is another great team, just like the Rangers. Be like, no, we are not going to get shut out again.
And we're not going to get shut out, and we're not going to get beat by the team that swept us in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Carolina was like, absolutely not. They took it to Florida, and we won the season series against Florida. Wouldn't be shocked if we see them again in the Eastern Conference Finals. In fact, if I were to predict anything, it would be that Carolina and Florida meet. Carolina gets revenge in the Eastern Conference Finals and moves their way to the Stanley Cup Finals. So I think I'm expecting that.
I hope. But the thing is, regular season means nothing when you're in the playoffs.
Absolutely. But I do believe Carolina is better than Florida, and I think Carolina is the best team. I believe Carolina has the best roster in the Eastern Conference right now with how they're constructed.
See, here's the thing. I think Florida has the better roster than the Rangers, and yet I feel more concerned playing against the Rangers than Florida.
If you feel concerned against playing the Rangers, it's because Shesterkin is a guy who can steal a game like he did against Carolina the other night. While Bobrovsky, he can steal a game, but I don't think he's going to steal.
He stole a series.
He did, but I think in general, Shesterkin is more likely to steal games and series than Bobrovsky is. But because I think Bobrovsky was okay, and I don't think he was bad, but Carolina is more than capable of scoring goals. And I think the big problem we had against Bobrovsky last year is we couldn't score. We had nobody on the team who could score other than Aho, and that's not enough when you're playing against Florida.
And you had Svech out. Now we have a chance.
Yeah, Svech was out, and now we've got Svech. We've got Kuznetsov, and we got Gensel. So we have three guys now who's going to score. Gensel's that replacement for Patches that we lost in the offseason. Gensel's leaps and bounds better than Pacioretty, and Kuznetsov's a very great hockey player. So that line right now where I've argued that it should be split up, and it might eventually, and I expect it to eventually, because that's just how Rod is. But that's a great line. That's an all-skill line. They're going to score a lot of goals right now, and I think that's good. So, I mean, maybe that's a line you see at home.
And I thought Netchels was actually struggling a part of this game until he turned it up late in the game, or probably the last half. Now, he scores, and the second makes it 2-0 from Orlov and Gensel. Yep. So Gensel gets an assist,
yes,
which is great for him. New guys are showing up.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
He could have gotten 2 points because he had a breakaway and he couldn't score.
I know.
But give him time, and I think opportunities like that he's going to score on.
Absolutely. Gensel's very, very good. He's going to get goals. He's going to get a lot of goals.
Two games does not define.
No, and Gensel. I thought he looked good. He looked better today than he did against the Rangers. And that's just,
I did too.
And that's just how that's going to go. He's going to keep getting better, and he's meshing very well.
He got angry too.
He did get angry, and I like that.
I liked it.
What I like is it appears Gensel and Kuznetsov want to be here.
Yeah, which is really great. It just shows how great the culture is. And I've never had doubt about the culture. I just have doubt about the team structure when it came to offense. Big difference there. So, obviously, 2-0, Canes are doing really good, even better in the second period. And then Sam, let's go ahead. Evgeny Kuznetsov scores from a great pass from Trafield.
So
I thought, honestly, to me, the best defenseman I thought was Orlov tonight.
Orlov had an excellent game, probably his best game as a Hurricane. And after this game from Kuznetsov, I am very tempted to get a Kuznetsov jersey.
And he did the eagle.
He did. I love
that. I was so happy.
And did you stay for the storm surge?
I did.
So they did that for the storm surge too, which is pretty cool. I'm sure it just pissed off every Capitals fan in existence, which I love. But good for Kuznetsov. I think he's going to be a fan favorite here in Carolina. I wouldn't be shocked if we extend him when his contract's over.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. And his contract isn't over after the season.
No, we get him one more year no matter what.
Yes, we do. So, good for Kuznetsov. I think there's more chemistry between him and Natchez than there is with Gensel and Kuznetsov and Natchez. But
eventually, it'll all flop. Look, I'm still not opposed to flip-flopping Svetch and Gensel, because maybe Svetch playing with his fellow Russian, that's going to be even better. So, look, the top six are better than they ever have. I don't think this top six has ever been. I think the last time they were this good was 2005, 2006 when the Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup. I don't think they've been this good since. I agree with that.
And I think a clear second was when we had Trocheck and Niederreiter.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can even make the argument when we made it to the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals and the 2009 season. It was Staal. I think Whitney was with us then. Jokinen. I'm just trying to think of that roster. It's been a while.
That 2009 roster. That's been a long while. But yeah, Eric Staal, UC Jokinen, who was my favorite player on the team at that time.
I think Ray Whitney was on the team for that run, too.
I'm pulling it up right now. Ray Whitney, Eric Staal, Rod Brind'Amour.
Yeah, that was right. Rod's last hurrah in the playoffs.
Tuomo Ruotu.
Ruotu was a great
Sergei Samsonov.
Samsonov was a good hockey player. I love Samsonov. I think he's still with the organization. I think he's a scout.
Yeah, he is.
Or a player development.
Matt Cullen.
Yeah, Cullen was great, too.
And you had a bunch of defensemen. Our top defenseman was Corvo.
Joe Corvo, Tim Gleason,
and Tom Babchuk.
Was Pitkinen with this group?
Yes, he was.
So Pitkinen was with this group. I mean,
Chad LaRose was with
Chad us. Chad LaRose, bottom
Scott
six.
Scott Walker, which makes Scott sense because he was the one that had the game winner against Boston, which I freaked out when I was a kid.
And this was the year that Jordan Staal won his Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, it was. So, I mean, Jordan Staal knows how to win a cup.
And
he really does. And we have a bunch of players that now do it. Kuznetsov, Gensel.
Yep. Gensel, Staal, Tavo.
Tavo.
Just trying to think. Orlov. They've all won Stanley Cups.
Players that have won Stanley Cups. And this could be the season, maybe. I'm hoping because of just the amount of contracts that are expiring.
This is, if you want this core to win, this is the only year where this will happen. There is no other year. There is no next season for this group. It is this year or not. There's no guarantee Gensel will be here. Although if I were a betting man, I would say Gensel will be a Hurricane for a very long time.
I hope so. But that means it's probably going to be at the expense of another top six forward.
Tavo. But you replace Tavo. Tavo. You replace Tavo with
Unger Sorum, probably.
Yes. So, and that's my expectation. But
we'll have a whole episode on
but
the whole
I expect Gensel
thing.
To get a contract. I really, really, truly, truly do. But we'll see what happens there. I loved the game. I loved Gensel. I love Kuznetsov. I cannot wait to see what this team does in the playoffs. We will be there. And again, if you want us to give away a playoff ticket, got to get up. Our followers on Twitter need to be up to 2,000. If you're not, no playoff tickets because they're expensive. We're only going to do it for a very special occasion.
Our followers are steadily climbing. I don't know if we're going to get there, but they've been steadily climbing. And obviously, third period, Svechnikov scores the empty net 4-0. I thought that was a bit of a funny goal because I can't remember the Florida Panther, but he desperately was trying to get that puck out. And it was off of, I think, a Chuck stick, too.
Yes.
Which was funny.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I really don't hate Florida, but the more games I see them play against us, I'm like, you're testing my patience there, Florida. Especially you, Kachuk.
He's dirty. He's a dirty player. He's a tough, grindy player you'd love to have on your team. We almost got him, too. It was close.
Know.
And it was between him and Natchez. And the way Natchez is playing, that's great. But I still think I would take Tkachuk over Natchez.
Oh, I would too.
But I still love Natchez. And it's worked out, I think, for both teams
really well.
So it's still fine. It has not worked out at all for Calgary. That contract for Huberdeau is no bueno.
Because he's not been playing good.
And I think, and to be 100% honest, I expect that to change. Huberdeau is a good hockey player. We saw that in Florida. That wasn't just a fluke. He is a very good hockey player. So that'll change.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, a great bounce back win from a frustrating loss.
Great for Freddie. We didn't even talk about Freddie.
Oh, yeah, Anderson. Yes. He gets the shutout. I was thinking of saying the S word when we were on the power play on the last 2 minutes there, but he does get the shutout. I'm happy for Anderson. Sam, I think we have possibly two goalies that are, you could say, Stanley Cup caliber goaltending.
Yeah, I think you've got three.
I wouldn't put Spencer Martin, solid goalie. I don't know if I go as far to say he's a Stanley Cup goalie.
I think he's great, and I hope we extend him. And I
need to see more games from Spencer Martin in order for me to be like, yeah,
what's really interesting is to see if Freddie's as a Hurricane next season. He's got a roster, and he's got his contract, but is he with the team? Because if the Hurricanes want to save cap and make Kochekov the guy, they could move Anderson in the offseason. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
I still like to have that tandem.
Sure.
So I keep possible. Anderson and Kochekov together.
But I'm excited to see for the playoffs. We're getting close. We're almost there. I think there's only like 3 or 4 more home games, maybe 5. There's not a lot left. They got Philly, you got Detroit, you got Boston, you got Columbus, and I think you got Washington. I think you got 5 home games left.
Yeah, you do.
So it's going to be fun, fun, fun.
Yes, it is. We are one step closer to the playoffs, Sam. And we will see you guys Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Kaniac Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Can't get enough of the Kaniac Report? For more content or to connect with the Sams, check them out on Instagram and Twitter @TheKaniac Report. We'll see you next time.